大家圣诞节平安。
Peace be with all of you on Christmas Day.
如果我们问一般人，今年人最需要的是什么？那很多人都会说需要平安。
Now, if we ask people what do you need the most this year, many people will say peace.
那一般人一讲到平安的时候，就认为说一定要很安静，要很宁静，那就是有平安。
When people talk about peace, they usually think about having to be quiet.
现在在我们这个城市生活里面呢，安静是没有了，都是很吵闹。
Now in this city life, we rarely have quietness, but a lot of noise.
但是今年忽然间，很安静。
But this year, suddenly it's very quiet.
全世界都很安静。
The whole world is very quiet.
尤其是在封锁、阻断措施的时候呢，到处去都没有人。
Especially during lockdown or circuit breaker, there's nobody everywhere.
人都关在家里面，商店没有开，机场没有飞机，没有人来往。
Everyone is cooped up at home, and there is no shops open, no planes in the airport.
但是各位知道吗？其实人真的有宁静、有平安吗？
But do people really have quietness and peace?
其实那时候人的心是很焦虑的。
In fact, people's hearts are very anxious.
人一直担心。又担心明天怎样
？People are always worried about their tomorrow.
担心经济怎样？担心工作怎样
？Worry about the economy and their jobs.
所以人都因为他的环境，相对的环境，就感觉到没有平安。
And because of their relative environment, people lack peace.
但是圣经告诉我们，在2000年前有一个晚上。
But the Bible tells us that 2000 years ago, on one night,
那个是平安夜。
That is the silent and peaceful night.
Yeah, 各位知道吗？有时候各位要平安的时候呢，各位不是看条件环境而来的。
Sometimes when you want peace, it doesn't depend on environment and other conditions.
不是你有钱就平安。
It doesn't mean that if you have money, then you have peace.
不是平安无事的那种平安。
It doesn't refer to the safe and sound kind of peace.
各位知道吗？在200年前，在奥地利这个地方。
Around 200 years in Austria.
那个时候，经过这个拿破仑战争，整个国家，都是被这个战争摧毁。
After the Napoleonic Wars, the whole country was devastated by wars.
有一个很年轻的牧师，在冬天那个雪堆满、很宁静的时候
，and a young pastor on one winter night.
他就走在路旁的时候
，as he was walking.
对，上帝就的。就感动他的心，他忽然间就有一个旋律就想到。
And God touched his heart, and he was reminded of a melody.
他就做出那个旋律。
And so he composed that song, a melody.
那首歌呢，就第一次在圣诞节的时候呢被唱出来。
And that song was first sang on Christmas Day.
那个就是我们刚刚唱的《平安夜圣三夜》。
And that was the song we sang just now, Silent Night, Holy Night.
各位很奇妙，对吗？在那个时候，这首歌就是在战争过后唱出来。
And this song was amazingly sung after the war.
每个人的感受都不一样。
And everybody felt differently.
那谁知道后来这首歌被唱出来之后，有两个家庭，他们就是特别是这个唱歌的家族呢，就把这个歌带到整个北欧，就是唱出来。
And afterward, two folk singing families brought this song to the entire northern Europe.
后来这个歌在哪里唱？在君王的面前唱出来。
And eventually, this song was also sang before the kings.
Silent Night, Holy Night. 然后一百年之后，翻译成300个言语。
And after 100 years, this song was translated into 300 languages.
那个时候不管是在教会、在城市、在这个农村，都唱。
So whether it's in the church, in the village, or in the city, it was all sang. This song was sang.
甚至在战场的时候也唱这首歌。
Even in the battlefield, this song was sang.
但是特别在第一世界大战的时候呢，你们知道这个法国、英国、德国就跟敌军猛战的时候。
And so during the First World War, there is this fierce battle among the French, German, and England.
Yes, and the rest of the world, and the enemy. 那忽然间呢，就这个战争的时候呢，很猛烈，很多人死。
And so during this fierce battle, many people died.
但是很奇妙的，在圣诞夜晚前夕的时候，这首歌就唱出来。那军队们死了很多战友，但是他们唱这首诗歌。
But amazingly, on Christmas Eve, this song was sang even among the soldiers who have lost a lot of their comrades.
平安夜，圣诞夜。
Silent night, holy night.
各位，我们通常想到夜晚 哦，那各位感觉怎样？
So usually when we think about the night time, what do you feel?
各位的夜晚是怎样的？
How is your night?
通常我们夜晚回家，我们很想有安详，跟家人在一起。
Usually at night when we go home, we want to be quiet and spend time with our family.
但是这个城市生活呢，这个夜晚是没有平安的。
But in this city living, there is no peace at night.
夜晚是很多 disco 开始开起来 ，pop 啊，现在没有办法了。
So in the night time, there's a lot of discos and pubs operating.
夜晚是很多人就整天打拼之后，那很压力，所以去 pub 喝酒。
So after a long day of stressful work, many people go to the pub to drink.
家人之间因为很 stress 很压力，哦，没有沟通，晚上回家的时候刷手机，看这个 Netflix drama， 孩子打手机，对不对？
Even among the family members, because they are so stressed the whole day, even after going home at night, they didn't really communicate, but spend time on dramas and games.
对，有平安吗？
So is there peace?
很多的夜晚是夫妇吵架的。
On many nights, couples were quarreling.
为什么呢？因为累。
Why? Because they are so tired.
那丈夫对妻子说：“为什么你不能体恤我？”
The husband said to the wife, "Why can't you understand me?"
妻子每次说：“为什么你不了解我的感受？”
And the wife would say, "Why don't you understand my feelings?"
那整个的家庭里面，就是只有每个人管自己的事情。
And everyone cares only about themselves in the family.
夜晚大家都疲累。
So at night, everybody is tired.
父母应该因孩子开心，看到孩子睡觉的时候，哎呀，他学业不好，将来他怎么办？
Parents should rejoice over their children, but at night when they see their children sleeping, they just got worried about their future.
有些人身上有病，晚上睡不着。
Some people they are sick, and so they cannot sleep at night.
因为身体有疼痛的地方。
Because there's pain in their body.
那这是很多人的夜晚是这样的。
So that's how many people's nights are.
越来越多人的夜晚是这样的。
Increasingly, more and more people's nights are.
那这是为什么呢？
And why so?
那是不是因为这个疫情带来给人没有平安？
Is it because this pandemic bring people this uneasiness, no peace?
是不是生活节奏太快，需求太多，所以人没有平安？
Is the living pace too fast, and there's too much demands, and so people lack peace?
那看起来是，但是真正的理由不是。
It seems to be so, but the real reason is not so.
那圣经很清楚跟我们说，人没有平安的一个根本的理由是什么？
The Bible clearly tells us the fundamental reason for why people lack peace.
就是他们离开神。
And that is because they left God.
圣经很清楚告诉我们，神在创造人的时候，
The Bible clearly tells us that when God created man,
他从来没有给人担忧、惧怕、不安。
He never gives men worries, fears, and anxiety.
他把他放在一个完全平安的环境里面。
God placed man in a perfectly peaceful environment.
然后神亲自与人同在，
and
叫他得着平安。
And God is personally with man so that he can be truly peaceful.
那上帝是这样造人，在平安中造人，也赐他平安。
That's how God created mankind in peace and give mankind peace.
这是第一。
That is the first.
但是第二呢？神造每一个人的时候，造人的时候精心设计，所以人是独特的，在动物当中是独特又聪明的。
And second, God also carefully designed humans so that humans is unique compared to animals.
你们这里谁相信你的祖宗是猴子啊？
Now, which of you believe that your ancestor is a monkey?
我不信。
I do not believe in that.
I'm not a chimpanzee. 那你看你跟动物有没有不一样？
So, do you see yourself different from an animal?
哪一个动物能够做出这么优美的诗歌？平安夜，对不对？
Which animal can compose such a beautiful hymn?
有哪一个动物能够造出有这么高的、这么雄壮的大厦？
Which animal can construct such a magnificent grand building?
有哪一只动物呢？得到 virus 之后，然后去研究，然后发明这个疫苗，然后呢对付看不到的病毒。
Now, which animal can invent a vaccine to tackle the virus?
只有人的生命可以的。
Only humans can do that.
就上帝的创造的能力在他的身上，所以他能够做出创造性的工作。
God's power of creation is upon humans, and that's why humans can have creative work.
但是只有一个先决条件，就是人的心要有平安。
But there need to be one condition, and that is human hearts must have peace.
那人的心呢，有平安的时候，他做的东西都是创造性的。
Now when human has peace in his heart, whatever he does will be constructive.
人的心有平安的时候，做出的这个 平安夜、圣餐夜，叫人听了之后心里很安舒，有平安。
When there's peace in the person's heart, and he composed such a hymn like Silent Night, Holy Night, such that people after hearing this melody will feel peace.
人心没有平安的时候呢，做出的那个 music, 那个音乐啊，叭叭叭，就是叫人听了哦，这样。
When there's no peace in the person's heart, and he composed a kind of music that make people feel very mess, chaotic.
叫人的心被麻醉啊，但是听完之后，整个心情很暴躁。
Such that the music can numb people's heart, but after hearing it, people get frustrated.
人的心有平安的时候，说话，你跟你的配偶说话，他很喜欢听，因为总是得到安慰。
When you have peace and you speak to your spouse, they really like to listen to you because you give them peace.
你心没有平安的时候呢，你是冲旁边的人。
But when you do not have peace and you speak, you will provoke people.
你使唤旁边的人，快点。
You order people to hurry up and so on.
问题从哪里？你的心失去平安来。
So the problem comes from the fact that your heart has lost the peace.
人的心有平安的时候呢，他得到的灵感，他造出来的东西，都是造福人群的。
When people have peace in their heart, the inspiration they receive will bring benefit to people.
人心没有平安的时候，他单单用他的聪明，然后来造出有一些科技啊，那个其实害人的。
When there is no peace in people's heart and they use their wisdom to create certain signs, it will actually bring harm.
所以很多电脑游戏啊，这些 Netflix 这些东西，哇，人很聪明啊，他就造出来。
So things like computer games and Netflix, people invented this out of their wisdom.
哎呀，你跟他说人上瘾，上瘾更好。Netflix 的头讲上瘾最好啊。
You told them this will get people addicted. The boss of the Netflix will say it's better if people get addicted.
人家上瘾了，我们才能赚钱啊。
Then we can earn more money.
你们知道吗？这就是人失去平安之后呢，这个破坏性的能力它带出来。
So after losing peace, people will just bring out destructive force.
对，所以呢，失去平安的人呢，他就慢慢毁坏整个世界。
So people who lose peace, they will gradually destroy the world.
原本有平安优美的世界全部被毁坏。
The world which was originally peaceful and beautiful is gradually destroyed.
这个世界就进到很多权力的斗争。
And this world enters into a lot of power struggles.
所以你看，夫妇之间也是相争。
Even between husband and wife, there's also struggle.
原来应该为彼此牺牲的变成相争。
They should sacrifice for one another, but end up they struggle with each other.
这是你的钱，这是我的钱，你不要动我的钱。
This is your money. This is my money. Don't touch mine.
做工的人，你们看上面这个经理啊，这个总裁，全部有一个 power struggle， 他们全部要争谁说的算。
So in the workplace, the managers they're also having a power struggle.
你看国家跟国家之间他们的斗争，就现在这个病毒是哪里来的，不是我，是你。
So there's also fights between countries and nations to argue which country caused the virus.
你翻开报纸的时候都是责怪批评的话，论断的话。
When you go to the newspapers, it's full of words of criticisms and blame.
然后读的人呢，我支持他，不，我支持他，对不对？
So people, when they read the news, they will support this or that.
然后下来就吵架。
And then they will end up arguing.
你的意见跟我的意见吵架。
Your opinions and my opinion.
各位，人就没有平安的时候，就是这个结果了。
So this is the outcome when people lose peace.
这个破坏性的工作充满整个世界。
So destructive work fills the world.
但是人心里面不能这样活的，他这样活不喜乐。
And so people are unhappy.
我没有平安的话，我怎样呢？所以他会找什么？他会找宗教。
And because they want peace, they look to religion.
很多人打坐，
people,
他行善，为什么？因为要平安。
A lot of people meditate and they do good works because they want to find peace.
曾经有一个很有钱的生意人，他每次捐很多的钱给寺庙，也捐很多钱给教会。
There was a very rich businessman who donated a lot of money to the temple and church.
人家问他。你是不是要神来帮助你的生意，祝福你
？And people ask him, "Do you want God to bless your business?"
他说不用，我已经很有钱了。
He said, "I don't need that because I'm already wealthy enough."
但是我只是没有平安。
I just lack peace.
所以我要平安。
I want peace.
如果神可以赐给我平安
，If God can give me, I want God to give me peace.
其实很多真正寻找宗教的人，他们不是贪心的人。
Actually, many people who go after religion, they are not really greedy.
那不是真的寻找宗教的人，就是找神是为了钱啊、成功，通常是这些。
Those who are not religious, when they come to find God, is usually for money and wealth.
那真正要寻找宗教的，他们找的就我要的只是一个安字。
But those who are true seekers of religions, all they want is peace.
但是人真的能够有平安吗？
But can people truly have peace?
无论怎样寻找，他们找不到。
No matter how hard they find, they cannot find it.
为什么呢？因为圣经告诉我们，人有罪。
Why? Because the Bible tells us that humans have sin.
在罪性在他的心中，他想出来的都是破坏性的东西。
With this sinful nature, whatever he thinks of is of destructive power.
罪性在他里面，他越聪明的时候，其实他越怕。
With this sinful nature, the smarter he is, the more he's afraid.
医学越好的时候，我们人能够活到80岁、90岁。
The more advanced medical science is such that people can live up to 80, 90 years old.
而是人越怕死。
But the more humans fear death.
那前两个礼拜我们听到疫苗出来的时候，哇，很开心，雨过天晴了。
2 weeks ago, when we heard that vaccines were out, we were very happy that there's finally calm after the storm.
那忽然间有人说，哎呀，这个 vaccine 打了之后会有怎样问题来哦？什么要小心啊
？Suddenly, some people mentioned about the side effects of this vaccine, and we need to be careful.
越懂越怕。
So the more you know, the more you're afraid.
越为明天策划，就越怕。
The more you plan for tomorrow, the more you are afraid.
这是人的整个心理的光景来的。
This is the entire state of human.
圣经说这是一个属灵的光景，是有罪的光景。
The Bible tells us this is a spiritual state. This is a state of sin.
在罪里面，人就有怕。
Because in sin there is fear.
人一直怕啊，人又会取代我，人会不会谋我？
So people are always afraid whether people will harm us or replace us.
人会害我，所以我自己要先害人。
So to prevent people from harming me, I must harm them first.
如果你害了人，说人的闲话之后，你自己又怕人家说你，对不对
？So after you harm others and you criticize others, you are afraid that they will harm you back.
这个是人的心里面有这个问题的。
So there is this problem in human spirit.
动物没有问题的。
There's no such issue with animals.
动物我抢走你的食物你就去另外一个地方找食物的。
For animals, if their food is being snatched, they went elsewhere to find food.
这人有计谋。
But humans, we have schemes.
有惧怕。
We have fears.
然后就用自己的聪明，然后害人，或者要夺取，为自己要得取什么。
And so we use our wisdom to harm others or to acquire things for ourselves.
这是有罪的人的光景。
So this is sinful man.
有罪的人哪里有平安？哪里能够找到平安
？So how can sinful person find peace?
有罪的人的晚上哪里有平安
？How can sinful man have peace at night?
所以自从人犯罪之后，夜晚是一个犯罪的时候来的，你们知道吗
？So ever since humans fall into sin, the night time is the time for sin.
所以你看这个世界啊，人罪越多的时候啊，夜晚发生的事情啊，都是罪恶的事情。
So the later into the night, there's more sin.
开 party、酗酒、然后寻欢寻爱，都是在晚上的时候发生。
Partying, drinking, and seeking of pleasures, all these take place at night.
晚上变成很可怕的时光。
So the night time becomes a scary.
晚上的时候，各位知道吗？很多人离开世界都是在大多数在晚上。
In fact, many people departed from this world during the night time.
为什么晚上的时候啊，人的心跳、呼吸最弱的时候
？Why? Because night time is the moment where the human heartbeat.And breathing is at the weakest.
尤其在一点凌晨到四点之间那个。
Especially between 1 a.m. to 4 a.m.
各位不要怕啊。
Do not be afraid.
神与你们同在。
God is with you.
但是真的是在那个时候，很多有病的人没有办法支撑自己的身体，他就离开了。
But it is during that period of time where people who have sickness, they just leave this world.
在那个时候，一直操劳、生活操劳、酗酒的人，这些在那个时候，忽然间他睡了之后，没有醒过来。
And people who have overworked themselves or drink too much during that period of time, they just.
但是，亲爱的朋友，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，圣经跟我们说，有一个晚上叫平安夜、圣善夜。
But dear friends, the Bible tells us that one night it is called the silent night and holy night.
为什么叫圣善夜
？Why was it the holy night?
圣这个意思的意思就是从来没有过的，分别为圣出来的。
Holy means consecrated, set apart, never before.
在整个人类历史，从来没有一个晚上是这样的。
In the whole of human history, not one night is like this.
那个晚上发生了什么事情呢
？And so, what happened during that one night?
那个晚上叫做圣诞，有一个圣洁的诞生出现。
So that night is the holy birth.
对，没有一个孩子生出来是这样生出来的。
No one baby is born in that way.
是童女怀孕生子。
Being conceived by the virgin.
在那个晚上，那个平安的君王他降临。
On that night, the King of Peace came to this earth.
他被生到这个有罪的世界。
And he was born to this sinful world.
生到这个斗争充满、疾病充满、死亡充满的世界。
He's born to this world full of power struggles, sicknesses, and death.
但是他是完全平安的。
But he is perfectly peaceful.
他是带来平安的。
And he brings peace.
但是那个晚上，那他来的时候又。很多的牧羊人那个时候、哦、他们在夜间看守群羊很辛苦的做工
And on that night, a group of shepherds, they were working very hard tending their flocks.
然后忽然间从来在整个历史没有发生过的事情发生
And suddenly, something that never happened in history before happened.
就是有一大堆天兵天使在人间在那个刹那出现
In that moment, a host of heavenly angels appeared.
不是常出现只有一次出现
This doesn't happen all the time, only once.
忽然间，他们唱诗歌赞美神。
And they praise God.
他们讲了这句重要的话，也是我们2000年前每一次圣诞节都讲的这句话。
And they said this very important verse that we recap on every Christmas.
在至高荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace.To men on whom his favor rests.
那为什么这句话在两千年就圣诞节每一次都重讲重唱呢？这个呢
？Why was this verse repeated on every Christmas?
天使讲的这句话是什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
各位注意，在至高荣耀归于神。
Glory to God in the highest heaven.
所以通常我们讲到至高的时候，各位高，什么意思啊？
So usually when we mention high, what does high mean?
请问你喜欢高还是喜欢低啊
Do you prefer high or low?
所以我们讲高的时候，低人都选高。
So between high and low, people tend to choose.
那所以这个叫至高、最高，没有再高的。
So highest, there's nothing higher than this.
什么意思？有三个意思。
So there's three meanings to this.
通常我们讲高的时候呢，这个是现象物质世界的那个高度。
Usually, when we talk about height, it's the physical height in the world.
所以我们讲这个山很高，哇，天空有高天，对不对
？So we talk about mountains is very high and the high sky.
那我们再继续再高，月亮、太阳、星星啊。
And higher than that is the sun, the moon, the stars.
再高的话，你的肉眼看不到。
And what's higher is what our naked eyes cannot see.
在至高的那位上帝。
So the God in the highest place.
眼睛看不到的。
Where the naked eyes cannot see.
不是用你的肉眼能够看到，用手造出来的，不是这个神，那也是眼睛看不到的。
So this God is what we cannot see with our eyes, or what we cannot create with our hands.
因为他是至高的神。
Because he is the God in the highest.
所以这个物质世界的高度来讲这个东西。
So the physical height in the material world.
然后第二个意思是讲什么？第二个讲到高的意思是讲到这个尊荣的位置。
Now the second meaning to this height refers to the glorious position.
我问各位，总统高还是乞丐高啊
？Now who has a higher position, the president or the beggar?
当然是总统高啊。
Of course, the president.
公司里面经理高还是总裁高啊
？In the office, is the manager or the CEO?
当然是总裁啊。所以呢，每一个人都要坐高位嘛。
Of course, it's the CEO, and everyone looks to the highest.
所以我们一直要 promote, 要升职，我们往高处行，对不对
？And so we strive for promotion for higher place.
因为我们人的意识里面有什么东西是高的、被尊崇的，那个就是高。
So in the human awareness, whatever is being glorified, that is high.
那个位置有一个高低之分的，对不对
？So there's a difference in status of positions.
所以有一个比总统、比君王更高的，你们不认识，就是这位上帝了。
And so there is this God who is higher than the president and CEO and king.
他说还有一个高的意思是什么呢
？And that's another meaning to height.
就是讲到人心中的位置。
It talk about the position in human heart.
各位，你心里面最看重的那个东西就是高的东西。
So whatever is most important to you in your heart.
所以你看
，high
看重钱啊，钱在我的心中高位。
So if you value money, money has a high position in your heart.
哇，你很看重孩子、家庭啊，家庭、孩子最重要，这个就是你的高位。
If your family and children is most important to you, then this has a high place in your heart.
它是在你心中有最有价值的。
Because this is most valuable to your heart.
但是你知道，那个在你心中越有价值的东西，你失去它的时候，你越痛苦。
But you know, whatever is most valuable to your heart, when you lose that thing, you will be most miserable.
那样东西动摇的时候呢，你就没有平安了。
When that thing is shaken, then you lose peace.
那心里面就把钱当作高位有价值的，那股票市场一摇动，你没有平安了。
If you place money very in the high place in your heart, when the stock market shaken, you will lose peace.
你的心里面很在乎你的孩子啊、婚姻啊这个东西，忽然间这个东西有问题了。你整个睡不着觉。
When you care so much for your marriage and children, when there's some problem with this, you cannot sleep well.
因为这个高的东西，你心里面看为高的东西被摇动了。
Because this is what you regarded high in your heart. And
但是圣经说，在至高荣耀归于神。
But the Bible says, glory to God in the highest heaven.
在你的肉眼看不到的，在那个最高的位置。
In wherever your naked eyes cannot see, that's the highest position.
甚至原来你的心里面，其实心里只有的那个主能够掌控你的心，给你平安的，就是那位神。
In fact, the Lord who can give your heart peace is this God.
他是至高的上帝。
He is the God in the highest.
荣耀归于他的时候，那平安就会归于他所喜悦的人。
When glory is given to him, then peace will come to those.On whom his favor rests.
人在哪里？人在地上。
Now humans, we are on earth.
可是这个地上什么地方？地上是有罪的地方。
But this earth, this world is with sin.
地上是有犯罪的人居住的地方。
This world is full of people who are sinners.
地上是人争权夺利的地方。
On this earth is a place where people struggle and fight for power.
地上人一直要打拼，要多得钱，多得 promotion 的地方。
On this world, it is the place where people want to fight and get more promotion.
可是他在天上至高的地方，我在地上。
So God is in the highest heaven and I'm on earth.
然后中间有一个隔阂。
And in between, there's a huge gap and gulf.
圣经说，这个隔阂不解除的话。人没有办法得到那个至高的上帝的平安。
If you didn't resolve this gap, then we cannot get the peace from God.
你无论怎样努力要平安，所以你没有办法平安。
No matter how hard you strive to get peace, you won't get the peace.
你这样敬虔要找宗教，你没有办法平安。
No matter how devoted you are to look to religions, you cannot find peace.
因为你还在地上。
Because you are still on earth.
你在地上的层面要摸索，要得到平安。
You're trying to search for peace at the earthly level.
因为在天上至高的那一位你不认识也看不见，所以没有平安。
But because you do not know the one who is in the highest heaven, and that's why you do not have peace.
我就有一天爬山去，带着家人。
So once I went to the mountains with my family.
爬到高处了，我就看到很美的一个美景。
So when we climb up to the summit, I see a very beautiful scenery.
哇，孩子在下面爬不上，哇，喊他们快点上来，这里太美了。你上来的时候感觉不一样了。
And I keep calling out to my children, quickly come up. When you come up here, you will feel differently.
啊，他们上不来怎么办
？But they cannot get up there. How?
那所以中间有一个隔阂。
So in between there is a gap, a gulf.
还好我有手机啊 ，Paranormal 拍一张啊。
So thankfully I have the camera to take a photo.
发给他们。
And I send to them.
你看看。
Take a look.
他们看了。
And they view it.
真的，我很想爬上去。
They really yearn to climb up there also.
但是这个是物质世界。
But that is the material world.
属灵世界不一样。
It is different with the spiritual world.
但是你知道，一定要有解除那个隔阂的东西。
But you know there must be some resolution to that gap.
然后那个解除隔阂的不能是从人而来的，一定要从上帝而来。
And humans cannot resolve that gulf. It must come from God.
所以在平安夜、圣善夜的什么事情发生
？And so what happens on this silent night, holy night?
神的儿子降临。
God's son came to this world.
他通过那个隔阂来到地上，来到人间。
He broke through that gap and came to earth.
他来到地上，跟有罪的人在一起。
And he came to earth to spend time with sinners.
他自己是完全没有罪，也没有任何的罪意，也从来没有任何的罪行。
He is totally sinless without any sinful thought or nature.
他是跟自私、污秽、肮脏的有罪的人在一起。
But he lived with sinful and defiled mankind.
他一生活完之后，他为着有罪的人死在十字架上。
And after living out his life, he died for sinners on the cross.
还清他们的罪。
He paid for their sin.
因为这个的还清，解除了那个隔阂的问题。
And because of his redemption, it resolved the gap.
然后死了之后，也只有他在整个人类历史唯一一个从死里复活的。
And after death, He is the only one in human history who resurrected.
也证明他胜过死亡。
To prove that he won over death.
神赐下他的儿子，就是这样来拯救罪人，赐给人永生。
That's how God sent his son to save mankind.
所以圣经深爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
So the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave them his one and only son.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
只有他能够赐给我们永生。
Only he can give us eternal life.
只有他能赐给我们平安。
Only he can give us peace.
因为他是那个通过隔阂又带来地上的平安的那位。
Because he has broken through the gulf and brought peace to earth.
他叫人能够看见他，就看见上帝了。
So that when people see him, they can see God.
叫人信他，就是信上帝了。
So that when people believe in him, they believe in God.
所以主耶稣说，我留下平安给你们。
So Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you."
我的平安跟世界的平安不一样。
My peace is different from the world's peace.
你们信神，你们也当信我。
You believe in God, believe also in me.
你们心里不要忧愁，不要胆怯。
Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid.
不要让这个环境世界的任何的事情夺去你们的平安。
Do not let this environment or the world, anything rob you of your peace.
在我里面你们有平安。
Because in me you will find peace.
这就是那位上帝在圣诞节降临所赐给我们。
And this is what the Lord has given us on Christmas Day.
所以他说，在至高荣耀归于上帝。
And so he says, glory to God in the highest heaven.
这个荣耀归给这位上帝。
We have to give glory to this God.
然后把荣耀归给他的，他在地上必定得着这个平安。
So whoever gives glory to God, he will receive peace on earth.
愿神祝福你们。
May God bless all of you.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
感谢你来到地上赐给我们平安。
Thank you for coming to this world and giving us peace.
感谢你在人彷徨挣扎的时候，主来到地上。
Thank you for coming to this world when people are helpless and struggling.
今天我们听到这个神的话。
Today we hear the word of God.
我们在心里面有感动，呼求你的。
Those of us who have the conviction in our hearts to cry out to you.
啊，主啊，听他们的祷告。
Lord, please listen to their prayers.
赐给他们平安。
And give them peace.
也特别在这个地上，活着到现在的。
And especially those who are living on this earth.
我们一直在我们的问题里面挣扎。
We are always struggling in our own problems.
不管是心灵的还是肉身的问题。
Whether it is physical or spiritual problem,
主你知道。
Lord, you know it.
求主知道我们的问题的主赐给我们平安。
May the God who knows our problem give us peace.
把我们带到耶稣的面前。
And bring us before Jesus.
认识这位平安的君王。
To know this King of Peace.
认识他赐给我们的救恩。
To know the salvation he has given us.
认识他赐给我们的永远的福分。
To know the eternal blessings he has brought us.
以致我们能够得着这个出人意外的平安。
So that we can have this peace which transcends all understanding.
乃是世界不能给的。
And which is the peace that the world cannot give.
我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。
And we pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.